How many times have you needed to ask for help in a public space? It's not an uncommon experience for people living with disability, and it's something leading South Australian organisation Restless Dance Theatre explores in a new work called Exposed, and it's set against this haunting score. Michelle Ryan is the Artistic Director of Restless. Michelle, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me.
There you are. The idea for this work actually came from a very distressing moment you experienced during COVID. What happened?
Yes, I was in a public space and, you know, there were lots of people around in authority, and I had, was just returning from a trip, and I had my suitcase and my wheelchair, and I just found that I wasn't allowed into my area where I lived. Unless I wheeled down by myself with the suitcase. And it was just one of those things where I asked for help and I wasn't able to get it. And it really distressed me at first. But I then quickly realised that showing my fragility was not an option. I had to actually show strength and to point it out that that wasn't appropriate behaviour by all these people.
So the reason you were refused was because of social distancing and numbers?
I think they were just focusing on the COVID hotel that I was living next to. So, I think they just hadn't thought through the logistics of some things, and then you're just left having to try and find your own way.
You sadly lost both of your parents last year. How much of this is woven into the dance?
There's quite a lot. I mean, I had a very close relationship with my mum and dad, and I always found it really beautiful to be with them, and I feel like it was quite a privilege in the end. But there's one particular duet in the work that is very much dedicated to my beautiful dad.
This new work is called Exposed. What story does it tell?
It tells a story of not a linear story, but it's about all being human, that we all experience love and loss and insecurity, and it's how we work as a community to bring that back together. Each dancer has quite a lot of input into the work, and it's through a dance theatre methodology where you ask a question and they respond. So whilst I have the overall view of the show, each individual definitely has a voice in that.
You've been at the helm of Restless Dance Theatre for 10 years. What does Restless stand for?
Oh, I feel like Restless is a very, very important company in Australia because we work with artists with and without disability. And it really is that important element of showing diversity on stage. And, one in five people identify as having disability, and yet you certainly do not see that reflected in stage or screen. So I think Restless is a very important company. We're the only company in Australia that provides professional pathways for dancers with disability. And I just love watching them perform, and I just think people really need to see others on stage.
You have a lived experience as a person who uses a wheelchair for the last 10 years,
yes.
But you've also got a lived experience of not being in that situation, right? So I suspect you can see the injustice.
Absolutely, so going from as a professional dancer to I acquired disability when I was 30 when I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And I really went behind the scenes for a very long time, and it's only when I danced again and someone challenged me by saying, "You are a dancer, why don't you do this?" I went, "Oh, I've spent 10 years feeling lesser of a person, and I just don't want any other artist to feel like that." So when the job at Restless became available, I thought it was the perfect blending of my arts experience and then also my lived experience of disability.
And when you did start dancing again, how did that change you, your headspace, your psychology?
It was a huge moment in my life. Like, it's very funny when just someone's words who challenges you what you think. It really changed my whole identity again. I found more respect for myself and more value for myself, and it just seemed like the natural thing for me to do. And I just want to continue in that pathway and providing that opportunities for others.
You've said audiences have been surprised after seeing a Restless show. What are they saying?
Oh, I know it always comes from a really good place that people say, oh, the dancers are fantastic, you know.
Like surprised.
Surprised. And I had this saying that I like to say is that I would like audiences to expect, you know, high quality art and not be surprised by it. So just because these dancers have disability, I think that they really show their skill. But they also have an integrity and an honesty on stage, which is what is so beautiful.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Michelle Ryan, Artistic Director of Restless Dance Theatre, and their new work, Exposed, opens in Melbourne tonight as part of the inaugural festival Frame. And then it heads to South Australia, Sydney and Hobart.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.